sitting in the silence of my shame. So distracted by the noise of my mistakes. Till I heard your tender voice call out my name. And everything changed. Feel the jubilation in the air. As the sound of heaven fills the atmosphere.
It's 7 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the net. Streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And if you wish, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, October 28th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and we're featuring Gospel with a Southern Flavor. You just heard the Griffith Family, and Now I Can Sing, and this is Tim Bowman Jr. and Fix Me, Lord, Fix Me, here on Sounds of Praise.
To fix me, Lord, hey, yeah. Oh, Lord, fix me. To a story about a situation
some drama with a lady. She was stripped to the ground, cause she was messing around with me. But all of her accusers, they all were hiding something. Jesus looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, oh Lord, fix me. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying now. Yeah. Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
I was in a situation. At the stretch for money, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every pain it was due. Now I look back and wonder, hey, just how I made it over. And now I'm testifying, he has always provided. From the top to the bottom, he's the answer to the problem. When you say, open your mouth and scream it loud, fix me. I need the truth. Keep it real talk. We all got our situations. Some need a healing. Some got the heaters. Somebody's family need a miracle for all the stuff they're dealing with. But the devil is a liar. You are an overcomer. You can take it from there. You got help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord. I'm calling out to you. I really need you. I need you like a river needs water. I need you like the air I breathe. Ooh, Lord, yeah. I tried it on my own.
From Tim Bowman Jr., these are the Williams Brothers.
Sometimes I stop and look back over my life, and I can see all the times, Lord, you brought me out. Brought me out. Brought me out. Every now and then I stop and look back over my life, and I can see all the times, Lord, you brought me, out. Oh, me you brought me out. Brought me out. Brought me out.
I never could have made it without you. So glad.
one sing. Your grace has brought me through. My enemies were always around me, but I held steadfast to you. Time after time I could have fallen by the wayside. You gave me strength to keep a holding on. The forces of Satan were out to get me, but you made and you were my cure. When going on seemed impossible, I found where the faith in the scripture. Lord, you've been a real friend. You stuck by me through thick and thin. Hey, said I never could have made it without you. So glad to have you in my life.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to the final round of our National Spelling Bee. Let's begin.
Christopher, your word is sipic.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
In the unlikely event that your brokerage firm goes out of business, sipic is there to protect you.
Sipic. See?
I'm sorry, Christopher. Lisa, your word also is sipic.
May I have that in another sentence, please?
SIPC funds are available to satisfy brokerage customer claims up to a maximum of $500,000, including up to $100,000 for cash claims.
SIPC. S-I-P-K.
Don't know about SIPC? The Securities Investor Protection Corporation? That's okay. We can spell it out for you. Learn more at www.sipc.org.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. 6:19 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, October 28th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring Gospel with a Southern Flavor today. And on this last set, we heard Brian Free and Assurance with He Can Take It. Smokey Norful teamed up with Myron Butler and the 12th District AME Mass Choir with Sunday Morning Medley. The Griffith Family followed with Now I Can Sing. Tim Bowman Jr. was next with Fix Me. And we just heard the Williams Brothers and Never Could Have Made It. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, that's the number to call. 1-855-915-WMFO. And this is Mark Lowry and the Gaither Vocal Band, and What's Not to Love, here on Sounds of Praise.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know what's not to love.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know
what's not to love.
What's not to love
about a peace that keeps me through the night?
What's not to love
about those nail-scarred hands that hold me tight?
What's not to love
about the healing touch that gave me sight?
And since I learned to trust Him, everything's gonna be alright.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
The Savior took my place. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know
what's not to love.
What's not to love?
He gives new mercy every morning like rain.
Not to love.
I walk in favor, I just can't explain.
What's not to love?
I've been forgiven, love broke every chain. And look who's been adopted, and the King gave me His name. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace, I'd like to know.
I'd like to know
what's not to love.
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus? What's not to love?
Can I get a witness? I just got to testify. Some people call me crazy, but I'm the apple of His eye. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Oh, oh, oh.
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Can you hear the music? Can you feel the beat? The angels must be dancing, 'cause He's singing over me. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Wild about me, I always make Him smile. My picture's in His wallet, 'cause I'm His favorite child. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not
6:24 here on WMFO in Medford. Mark Lowry and the greater and the Gaither Vocal Band, and What's Not to Love. And this is the greater Vision and Rolled Back Stone here on Sounds of Praise.
Guard, the tomb was in the fourth watch of the night. I reported with the others right on time. I couldn't help but think about the one we crucified. How could they find that blind man healer guilty of a crime? We stood our watch till morning, uneventful as could be, until the early light broke through at dawn. An angel told a story we found so hard to believe, but we have come to tell you what a miracle we saw. There's a rolled back stone, and there can't be any doubt, the man they put inside that tomb is gone. We see one set of footprints, but no. Must be the Son of God. Who else could die than rise to victory? And I believe the power that raised this Jesus from the grave is strong enough to break my chains and save a wretch like me. There's a rolled back stone, and there can't be any doubt, the man they put inside that tomb is gone. Footprints, but nobody saw him go. There's something supernatural about that rolled back stone. There's something supernatural going on. There's a rolled back stone, and there can't be any doubt, the man they put inside that tomb is gone. We see one set of footprints, but nobody saw him go.
If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't make haste. This is something you can't get around. No matter what you do, just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a word for you. But you know, mother's breast, he'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need, no need to try. You can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, we gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man. And he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me who is your God? And Jonah told him, call him, and Jonah told him, I ain't gotta call him, I ain't gotta call him. He already know, he already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and throwed him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always hear you if you would call him.
It's 6:36 here on Sounds of Praise, and that was the Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs here on Sounds of Praise, and Can't Run, Can't Hide. Okay, want to inform you that I do not have my weather information. I'm so sorry. I thought I had it ready with me when I left the house this morning, but I guess I must have misplaced it, not in my bag, so therefore, can't give you the weather in detail. I can tell you right now that it's 44 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts, and I think the forecast is for rain today, but that's about all I can give you with a high. I think today is going to be 57 degrees, and the probability of rain is about 60%, so I would advise you, if you're going out today, to carry your weather gear, wear your weather gear, and prepare for some precipitation. 6:37, the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and this is the Sunday, October 20th, the last Sunday in the month of October. Can you believe it? And we have, we're going into that cold weather season, so prepare yourself for that. We don't want anybody getting sick out there. Okay, 6:37, the Sounds of Praise time. But if you do, you can call us and we'll pray. And you pray for me as well. Okay? All right. Good deal. Okay, coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, just tuned in, we are featuring gospel with a Southern flavor. And this is, I'll get it together, Keith Johnson and the Spiritual Voices from the album Tribute to Quartet Legends, and this is Peace in the Midst of the Storm.
Those of you that are going through trials and tribulations in your life, I want you to know that God has an answer to your prayers. All of the burdens and situations that you're going through, whatever it is, I want you to know that God can bring peace in the middle of your storm. Please listen to these words. Find no peace within. No, no. And each day that passes by, it brings tears, so many tears to my eyes. I found peace, Lord, in the midst of storms. Like everything you do, Lord, is torn down in vain, and you just can't seem to get nowhere. No matter how hard you try, and you reach out
Scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
and also your friends here at Sounds of Praise and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 6:44 is the Sounds of Praise time, and coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, as we feature gospel with a southern flavor, this is Legacy 5 and I Trust the Cross.
To the cross of Christ my sins were hammered, his body bore the brunt of all my shame. The wooden beams have long since vanished, but there's redemption there just the same.
I trust the cross, I trust the cross. In times like these, the world can seem like there's no refuge for the blood that Calvary cost.
Oh, hallelujah,
I trust the cross.
For the sin, there is sweet forgiveness, and for the broken hearts can find a refuge, and captive souls can be unbound.
I trust the cross, I trust the cross. In times like these, the world can seem like there's no refuge for.
Legacy 5 here on Sounds of Praise, and I Trust the Cross. And if you've never trusted in the cross of Jesus Christ for your salvation, this is the time you can come just as you are. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you.
Pray that you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you like that to take place in your life right now, I'd like to lead you in prayer. And if you repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, He will bring His salvation alive in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this morning and I recognize I need to yield my life to you. Things are out of control. Things are taking place over which I have no ability to overcome. But you said in your word, and I've heard the testimony of others on the program today and in the past, of how you worked your salvation, your great gift in their lives. And I'm looking to you now to accomplish your same salvation gift in my life, so that I might have the freedom, the deliverance, the blessing that you alone can give. So I'm thanking you, Jesus, for paying the penalty for all my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I pray that you will receive me as you said in your word, that whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved. And I thank you for it in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God will do it. God's done it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who give their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, I'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. That number again here in the studio while I'm here to about 8 o'clock, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A, 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to anyone. Come as you are. You're guilty.